7:10 on Wednesday, March 8th, 2017. And I called the PDEC portion of, or I'm sorry, the planning development portion of our meeting to order. If the committee members would like to introduce themselves.
Mike Skolinski, District Manager Supervisor.
Go ahead, Dan. Sorry.
Andy Buehler, Orange County Planning Development.
Jill Gilmore, Supervisor of 18th District.
Steve Osher, Supervisor of District 8, which is in City of Orange.
April Wild, Planning Office.
And I am Erin Decker, I'm the chair. I am Hundred Supervisor from District 22. I'd like to mention that yesterday we had a work session where we reviewed the items on the agenda and asked questions. So if you're wondering why there aren't a lot of questions today, it's because we asked them yesterday and had them answered yesterday. So, Andy, the legal posting in the paper.
Yes, the agenda was posted in the Kenosha News as a Class 2 notice on February 23rd and February 28th, 2017.
Okay, thank you. And so we are on number, agenda item number 7.
Which is Robert and Deborah Deemer, 2581 West Grass Lake Road, Aniak, Illinois, 60002, owner requesting a rezoning from A1 Agricultural Preservation District to A2 General Agricultural District and R1 Rural Residential District and C1 Lowland Resource Conservancy District on tax parcel number 604-119-242-0502 in the town of Randall. We'll take a look at the map on this item. One of the petitioners is going to come up to speak and come to the front table. So on the map, you can see that the property is highlighted in yellow. There's two different colors that would designate the A1 current zoning going to R1 in green and A2 in kind of the pink color. We do have the C1 area in purple that was delineated, and I also want to show you the property as it's being rezoned to, so that it can accomplish these land divisions here. If you wanted to state your name and address, and then explain what's going on.
Press the button on the, nope. On the, yep. And then speak into the microphone, move it around.
Okay. My name is Lon Wiki. Thank you, Associates. I'm advising Robert Deborah Deemer.
If you could put the mic closer to your mouth, please.
Pull it
just
closer.
Just pull the whole thing. It's fine. Yep. And state your address, too, please.
My address is 726 West Green Street, Twin Lakes, Wisconsin. Describing the property, we have worked with Randall, the land office, land division conforms to the Randall's comprehensive plan. We have had delayed from DNR amount to identify the wetlands mapping for navigable water, I should say, which I believe letters with the planning office. We're ultimately creating four parcels starting east and going west. 17-acre parcel, and a 10, and 6.5, and 6.5. Other than that, we were at the Randall board meeting. They did everything there. They did an approval recommendation to land division 1.
Okay, thank you. Does the committee have any questions? No? Okay. Is there anyone from the public to speak for the petition? Anyone to speak for? Anyone here to speak against the petition? Anyone against? Okay. Andy from the town?
As mentioned, the town board did meet on this item on February 23rd, and a motion was made to approve, and that motion carried unanimously.
Make a motion to approve.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Supervisor Skolitsky and a second by Supervisor Gilmore to approve the rezoning. Are there any further questions or comments from the committee? Okay, seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed say nay. Motion passes.
I have a question now to proceed here. This goes before the full board meeting.
On Tuesday. Not this coming Tuesday, but the following Tuesday. Yes.
So you do not, Tuesday the 21st.
You do not need to be there, though.
Correct. I was just wondering then, as your chairman, or is it the county board chairman that will sign the approval of the board of trustees?
It's the county executive.
County executive signs that at the end of that week.
Okay. So I'm just trying to track it so we get the paperwork to the table. So everybody's next text meeting.
Yeah, typically, the county executive would be signing it about March 24th, and then the following week, everything should be ready to take place.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, number eight.
Number eight is Planning Development Extension Education Committee, 19675th Street, Suite 185-3, Bristol, Wisconsin 53104 as sponsor. The following is a list of owners and tax parcels of which the Department of Natural Resources has determined that existing waterways are considered navigable and would require a shoreline designation. And so this is a sponsorship to designate this area as shoreline, and it's going to be on these following parcels, all starting out at 604119. And then 1330210, 1340110, 1340220, 1340405, 1340511, 1340600, 1340700, 2410310, 2410320, 2410330, 2420201, and 2420502. These properties are all in the town of Randall. So if we look at the map on this, you can see the highlighted area. This is a 300-foot buffer designation from the high water mark of the stream, and it's in both sides, and that's a shoreline area as defined by county ordinance as well as NR 115 requirements as natural resource requirements of the state administrative code. And as was stated, the DNR went out and was able to determine the waterway was navigable, and the beginning was on the property that was just rezoned previously. And so from there all the way to the Fox River, it will be navigable. And this particular place, the property, I mean, this rezoning ends in Randall because the town of Salem has become the village of Salem, and they're adopting a new village map, and we have mapped that the new shoreline in that area, so they'll be adopting that with their new map in the next weeks to month.
Does the committee have any questions? No? Is there anyone to speak for the petition? Anyone for? Anyone to speak against the petition? Anyone against?
Do you have anything from the town? Or? Okay.
If I could get a motion and a second to approve.
I'll motion to approve.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Supervisor Gilmore and a second by Supervisor Bostrom. Any other questions or comments from the committee? Okay, seeing none.
I'll just make a comment.
Oh, go ahead.
After our lengthy discussion yesterday, I had some concerns that if this would negatively impact these farmers in this area, and after the discussion, we concluded that there was going to be no real change for the current land owners, and so therefore I'm sure was.
Okay, thank you, Supervisor Gilmore. Anything further? Seeing no other comments or questions, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed say nay. Motion passes. Number nine.
Number nine is the public hearing on a proposed comprehensive plan amendment. This requests a draft annual report, a multi-jurisdictional plan for Kenosha County 2035. This is the 2016 annual report. And so we had our meeting last week where this report was brought before the committee, which are representatives from all the communities that are part of the comprehensive plan. And all the information from 2016 was gathered. There was updates to the progress of all the different programs. There was discussions as to what we should be looking at as a county for any possible annual 10-year, update. And it was pretty much determined by all that since we're meeting annually and we're constantly reviewing this and the communities are looking at if any changes need to be made, is that that's the way we want to continue. If anything, in 2020, we might look at wanting to update based upon the 2020 census and thus maybe incorporate some of that information. But at this time, we'll just continue to do the annual report. This is 2016's. The committee approved it, and we would recommend approval here as well.
Thank you, Andy. Does the committee have any questions? Okay, is there anyone here to speak for the petition? Anyone for? Anyone to speak against the petition? Anyone against?
Okay. Do we need one for the... Is that a comment plan? No. Okay. Then there's nothing from... Okay. Yep. Can I get a motion in a second?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Supervisor Gilmore and a second by Supervisor Skolitsky. Because this is a comprehensive plan amendment, we will do a roll call. Supervisors, before that, any other comments or questions from the committee? Okay, seeing none. Supervisor Skolitsky, how do you vote?
Aye.
Supervisor Gilmore?
Aye.
Supervisor Bostrom?
Aye.
And the chair votes aye. The motion passes. Number 10.
To review and possible approval of revised land use fee schedule. So we have a revision for us for the Village of Summers and the Village of Salem Lakes. So since we're being contracted to provide services, we have discussed the fees with each village, and they have approved with is what is before you, which is basically a combination of the previous county fee and town fee, and then there is the publication cost for each item that's included in that, and then it's indicated in parentheses of what it is. When we had our work session yesterday, we were unclear of how Village of Salem Lakes wanted to work with their conditional use permit, and they actually decided that they wanted to just even out the publication costs, so it would be one cost. In some cases it would be a little less, in some cases it would be a little more. And so they've proposed a $75 publication fee to basically cover their publication cost. And so we would recommend that this move forward. If you have any questions, I'll answer them.
Does the committee have any questions?
Was there any recommendations from the towns? Were there recommendations from the villages that are also given?
Yeah. Those are approved by the village, those fees.
Right, by from their village administrators. They gave us authorization to move ahead with these.
Is there anyone here to speak for this petition? Anyone for? Anyone here to speak against the petition? Anyone against?
No.
Can I get a second?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Supervisor Skolitsky and a second by Supervisor Gilmore. Any other questions or comments? Okay, seeing none. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed say nay. Motion passes. Where am I at? There's no certified surveys, correct?
Actually, we do have one. I did forget yesterday.
Okay.
And so we have a certified survey revision. So it's an affidavit of correction. Here it is on the screen here. And I'll show you what it is. So basically, there was a certified survey map that was previously approved, and they had an easement that's the dashed line on the screen here. It was a 20-foot easement for access to Lot 3 through Lot 2 to County Trunk Highway K. And in the construction process, they determined that that was not practicable because that would put it going right through the front yard. And so the easement was moved to parallel Highway K. So there's no net effect to Highway K. The access is the same. And just for purposes of being able to see...
Is that near the Buffalo farm?
It is, okay. Right. So here you can see just the map with Highway 50 and W and then Highway K. And then we're going to zoom in right to this area here. The Buffalo farm is this property here. And then here is the property. You can see the new house with the driveway that then will cross over, and it's already crossing over right here for access to Highway K. Otherwise, it would have come through here right in the front yard. And so this is affidavit of correction, correcting the easement. And because the CSM was approved by the committee, we're bringing it back for approval of this correction. And we would recommend approval for this.
Do we have to get, do the property owners have to do anything? Were they agreeing on it, or this is because...
Yes, there's agreements through all that's
okay.
been taken care
okay.
of.
Okay, we just don't see that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any questions from the committee? Okay, if there's no questions, if I could get a motion...
Is the change required in terms of limited access to what kind of aid?
Just because it does require an easement, because Lot 3 does not have direct access for themselves, and so they do have to get it through Lot 2, which was approved by our highway commissioner, and then it's just a matter of they're changing the easement that's on the plat. So right here, this is where it was recorded to be, but they're actually using it and want to move it to here.
My point is, though, is that you can easily get their driveway straight out to K.
Is Lot 3 not
allowed?
Lot 3 does not have access to K on its own.
That is not in the cards at all.
Correct. Just because of the topography, it's not, the public works highway commissioner would not grant access.
Okay, so it's either too steep or
right.
It's not due to volume, for instance, you have limited access.
No, it's all safety, visibility.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Supervisor Stiltsky. Any other comments or questions? Can I get a motion to approve?
I'll motion to approve.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion to approve by Supervisor Gilmore and a second by Supervisor Stiltsky. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed say nay. Motion passes. Number 12, approval of the minutes.
Motion to approve.
I have a motion to approve the minutes by Supervisor Stiltsky and a second by Supervisor Gilmore. Any questions or comments? Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed say nay. Minutes are approved. Citizen comments? Any citizens like to comment? No? Okay. Number 14, any other business? Thank you. Note that for the record, please. Number 14, any other business allowed by law?
Participation trophy.
Andy?
I have none.
I know that.
You have none, sorry. Okay, can I get a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Check.
Can I slow up?
Yeah, you try.
I have a motion to adjourn by Supervisor Gilmore and a second by Supervisor Smith. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. We are adjourned.